Kalev Kislev, Thursday, the 7th of November, Rabbi Yitzchok Wolf, the birth of the Shvatim.
Also, the birth of the Shvatim is a Torah Bei Marich, the birth of the Shvatim. And it's something that the Chorot, we need to explain, because the Torah gives almost the whole parsha, very long parsha about the opinion. There obviously is much deeper meaning than just the actual fact that the Shidduch, like we're reading the Marriage of Rachel and Leah, and the restriction, the aura that looks like on the surface of the Pesukim. The Medrash is also brought down in the Das Kenny Balatosis, Mamish on the spot. And the Medrash says, the whole night when Yaakov was given Leah by mistake, or Lavan gave Yaakov Leah. So the whole night, the people outside were singing, "Hi Leah, Hi Leah." So it says, "Hi Leah." They were singing and singing some sort of niggun. I don't know what to find, some nagin who will put some Swedish music to it. But "Hi Leah, Hi Leah" was singing. And Yaakov didn't know what was going on. He asked the simonim that Rachel gave, and she was simonim. That came and says, actually, the simonim were Nida and Chalav Lotha Samer, which was, didn't even know there was really Simonim. Upon him, they gave the Simonim. And the morning is Leah, and he says, now I realize what they were singing all night, Hi Leah, Hi Leah. And he called and he said, Ramaisa Bach Ramois, you're a crook, the daughter of a crook, a swindler, the daughter of a swindler. Didn't I say to you last night, the Simonim, after the Simonim, you gave me the simonim. So she said to him, the notion was berch, less bar sefer, is an old school which hasn't got good time. We didn't, I learned from you. Didn't you, your father, Esau, Yitzchok, ask you, Matar, Esau, and Lav, and you answered him, yes. And you answered it, I learned from you. That's getting by the teacher's carries on. He says, Miyad Hishko Yaakov listener, Esau. Miyad Yaakov Avinu started to hate the hater, and the despise her, dislike her, and then it's very common with the imperative writer. So the question is, the obvious question is, the normal basic question is, she answers a very good answer. He asks a question, and still, in the Cholamat, he learned from you. So she answered very well, what's the chat? The Medrash in fact says afterwards, the Medrash says that he wanted to megarish her, he wanted to divorce her, but then when she had a baby, so then he said, Imusha Eila and you megarish, the mother of these people, and I'm going to divorce, and he carries on. We have to know what the din of Devarim was between the two things. In the beginning of the parasha, it says, Yaakov Avinu, but the Nebuah of the Chaloim, Yishkit, the Chaloim of the Nebuah, and he says, Yidah Yaakov Eda Leimoim Yelakim Imodi. And he carries on and he says, "V'hoya Hashem li lelekim." He says, "V'yir." B'chol Hashem tifun me'atzer alof. Just arranged later this morning. "V'hoya Hashem li lelekim." What do you mean, "V'hoya Hashem li lelekim"? Hashem, wonder Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei v'Zitzarachem. Elekim is midas adin. Well known. "V'hoya Hashem li lelekim." What does Yaakov Avinu say here? Well, Bethel explains that "V'hoya Hashem li lelekim." The chapter is Yaakov Avinu. He knows, he knew his mahalach in life. Yaakov Avinu knew that his task in life is what's called Avet Shtelen Kal Yisrael, the Hamid Shvatim. He has to set up Yudbei Shvatim, he has to bring out Kal Yisrael, come forth. We had Avram Avinu who was split up to Avram, and then he had Yitzchok and Esau and Yishmael, which are from different wives. And then we had Yitzchok who had from the same wives, Esav and Yaakov and Esav, the same wife. And now Yaakov, who's Mitosu Shlemo, he is now going to bring out the Yudbei Shvatim. He knows that is Tafkid. Yaakov Avinu knows that is Tafkid in life. Yaakov Avinu held that his Tafkid in life has to be set up with Vidasim. That means with Enes. Yaakov is Enes. There's no room here, when we're setting up Klal Yisrael, there's no room here for what we call in English cutting corners. Rachamim music. There should be a Mahalach of Rachamim over. The Mahalach of setting up the Shvatim is done with Yoshet. The way it's supposed to be, within. not with Rachel, not with that maybe even though it's Kuntmanish, even though I'm not deserving of it, I want to get it. No. The Mahalach Yaakov Avinu says, I want to go with the Din. In fact, he explains it. Let's explain. That's the reason why Yaakov Avinu didn't daven the Klal. I mean, it's very strange. Nobody asked this question. Yaakov Avinu went through, he goes through Har Moriah, he carries on to Chol, and he gets there and says, oh, I'm not past where my parents, where my father davened that I didn't daven there. So all of a sudden he has to get to the Shema, and he comes back. Why did he stop in the first place? Because he held, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he held on to the daven. He knows Yaakov Avinu is going to do things for Din. Not with Rachman, not with Askin Rachman. He came to Chutzlaret, which is Chutzlaret, it's a different matter. He sees the Chutzlaret more difficult, he has to go back. He has to suddenly see, I need Tfilah here, I have to go back to Har Moriah to daven. That's what Eretz Yisrael says. At the point we see the Mahalak of Yaakov Avinu was, Yaakov Avinu wanted to work for Din. In fact, we find Yaakov Avinu knew there was supposed to be Yubei Shvatim. He says, the Medrash says that when he took the Avonim, which he put in the Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the Parsha, he took Yubei Avonim, 12 Avonim, 12 Avonim, and the 30 Reb Lezer adds that there were 12 Avonim from the Mizbeach, that Yitzchak Avinu was the Akedah on Akedah. This is the Pirkei Reb Lezer. It was from the 12 stones. And he said, Avram, if these stones go into one, I know that I'm going to be a good base shvatim. Because Avraham Avinu was not Zoycha. Yitzchak Avinu wasn't Zoycha. In fact, there's a Medrash who said that Yitzchak Avinu should have had. When the Medrash said, when Rivka said, Lomo Zeh, Anoshi Zeh, there's a Gemachia of Zeh, Zayin, Hey, 5, 7, and 5, 12. In fact, Rivka was wrong to have the shvatim, which is the Medrash, but because she said, Lomo Zeh, Anoshi, she lost it. But the funny thing, Yaakov Avinu said, this Mahalach of having good base shvatim was supposed to be. And I know that I'm supposed to have it. That's other way as well. The Yaakov Avinu said there's a very strange pasuk. Strange. The pasuk says when Lavan was doing his gedlach, so Yaakov says, "Hava es ishti va'avoy aleha." Chazal says that. Afilu poetry of talk like that. Hava es ishti va'avoy aleha. Elo, this is the medrash. I knew Yaakov Avinu knew that he was supposed to have to shame at Ishvotim. Mahantok Mishdor. We're not talking here in a situation of what we our mundane life, where he's talking about getting married and having children and all the rest of it. We're talking here, Yaakov Avinu is going to make Klal Yisrael. No mockum here for what we call the flowers of everything round about. Yaakov Avinu, how about this? I've got a task in life. He stayed in Medrash. I'm 84 years old. He says, Yaakov Avinu was 84. Make it a constant life. It's already summertime, but I know I have to bring Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu knew that he had to bring Yisrael, and he knows that is tough in life, but he wants to do this religious thing. Yaakov Avinu saw in Rachel, you see right at the beginning, he says, Yishik is Rachel. So the old Mephoshim says he gave a kiss to my mantle on the shoulder. They say she was in Tachas, she was under 3 years old, all sorts of tirutim. But we see there was a Mahalach again. He has an Ava to Rachel, even though he knew before he got married, before anything. The fact is because Yaakov Avinu was mafshin. Yaakov Avinu understood that Rachel is the lady who, with her, he can build Klal Yisrael. She is the one who's got the midas. She is the one who's the right kohos to bring Klal Yisrael. If that's the case, what player timing? I learned from you. What's time of play? Yaakov Avinu was mafshin. Yaakov Avinu understood as Leah is the one, Rachel is the one, who she is going to be Imma Shel Malchus, Imma Shel Klal Yisrael. She is the one who's going to be Imma, the mother of Klal Yisrael. In fact, the thing she's in the mother of Klal Yisrael, what's there? Eini Leah Rakus, so Chazal say, she thought, all these Chazal are very well known, she thought that she was going to be given, she's going to be given to Esau. She takes the Chazal, it's the Gemara, in Korobash, it's a Kuf Kof Gimma, the Gemara says, Vayar Hashem ki snu alea, ro ki maise Esau snu in day mehel. It's interesting, and we know the fact that Yashem Kishnu Aleha is because Yaakov Avinu didn't like it, or dislike it. But here's Yashem Kishnu Aleha, the Gemara says, Yashem Kishnu Aleha, so the Gemara says, my say is just a snowing the funnel. The chapter is this. Leia held she has the schus and a koyach, and latent potential strength to give Klal Yisrael to be a mother of Klal Yisrael. Came to Yaakov and she said, Yaakov Avinu, Mincholamav, Mamincholamav. There was a also another parsha. We haven't had time to go into the whole parsha, but the machlokes between the difference between Rivka and Yitzchak about giving the bracha. But it's well known. Shona, Alshich, they all say Yitzchak Avinu. How did Yitzchak Avinu knew the Yaakov Esav when Yitzchak goes to Tzadik? Maximum. I find out more. Maximum. He's asking about anything. He's asking questions which there isn't a person in this room but haven't been asking such a question. The maximum Esav was a fine armor. And some are worse than that. He knew that the wives are making Avodah Zorah and his eyes get that he was blinded from the Mareach of the Avodah Zorah of his wife. And he knows who he's doing. But yet Yitzchak Avinu held that Yaakov was Ishtam Yishav Harim. Chazal say that Avraham and Yitzchak gave over all their Torah to Yaakov. Yaakov is my cousin. And Esav is the maximum of Poshut Amorot and probably a lot less than that. Why didn't the doctor say it? But the test is because of Yitzchak Avinu with the Kogmon and the Zech. Yitzchak Avinu with Mahalach with Gevura, he knows there's no Shaykhus to Elam Azeh. He's like a with an Iver, with Iver Choshe Kimes. He said, no Shaykhus to Elam Azeh. He said, Yaakov Avinu, you want to have the Torah. You want to keep it. So you want to be the person who's giving over Kalisa? No Shaykhus to Elam Azeh. You can have Elam Azeh. And Esav will be your, somehow support you. Rivka was brought up in the house of Yavon. She has not. You can put the two together. We'll have you have to have your breaks and your checks and measures, but behold us, we can do the two together. Rivka came to Yaakov and says, "Alayis amad v'nevia alzishlit in Targum." Targum says, "I got a nevuah that you're supposed to get the brachas." Look, Yaakov, if that's the case, I'm supposed to get the brachas. I can now go and do something. The Shem Shamayim, and I'll do. Let's not call it a sheker. We'll call it bending the truth. Esau, he said, "Only Yaakov." Rashi says, which is what we would call it convoluted. Sort of answers. So Chazal didn't say a sheker. Didn't say the full truth. I learned from you. If I feel that I am able to be the mother of Klal Yisrael, we can bend the truth. I can answer. I said the simoni. You asked me if I'm Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu says, "I was mafkin in Rochel. I don't believe you. I was mafkin in Rochel. I understood in Rochel. Rochel is the one who's Roy. I've waited 84 years. Koichi, Reishis Oni, Yaakov Avinu was Shema Asma, the Kedusha, the Kedusha, the Taro, Reishis Oni, never ever was Nishon, any Machshov, was nothing." And Yaakov Avinu says, "The reason why I was so Shema Makhay myself for 84 years was in order to build Yisrael the way I am. The way I understand is Rochel. You're coming along and telling me as you're Roy, I don't buy it." He's the Yaakov listener. He said, Yaakov says, "You've ruined my whole life's work. My life's work was, I kept myself for 84 years in order to be able to build Christ the way I see it with Rochel. You bought it from the Lair, which is the wrong Mahalach. The Chayyim is that. My Yarashem is no Aleo. Yiftach Hashem es Rachmah. She was Akora. All the Emoris were Akoras. She was Akora. Yiftach Hashem es Rachmah. Kodesh Baruch Hu who made her able to have children. She had the first child, Reuven. What did she say? Yiro Hashem ba'on Yakodesh Baruch Hu saw. And he saw Shani Shnua on Oishi. The Ato Yehavani Ishi. What can happen? So all of a sudden, because she has a baby, has dangers. The answer is, because if Yakodesh Baruch Hu saw fit to do a nes, and to give me a child, and to make me a mother of Klal Yisrael, even though she was Akorah, so she wasn't ready to have children. But Akorah Baruch Hu gave her this child. I'm right. Here's my right, Yaakov Avinu. I'm right. Yaakov Avinu comes along and says, I hold that the mother of Klal Yisrael should be Rochel. And in that case, Leah's the wrong one. And in which case, the Shumer, the Reish Yisrael, and everything is gone to waste, Lechayah. Rosh Boku made a net. She was Akora. She had no ability to have children. And Akora Rosh gave her a child. So she said, "Oh, you see, what the hell are you saying?" Ato Yevani Ishi, Rosh Boku saw Kishnu Amo Ishi, my days were smooth, and to meet that means. She was Be'emes. She was on the Darga. She wasn't without being a mother of Klal Yisrael. The whole reason for Yaakov Avinu's dislike of her has gone as far by the wayside. The whole reason has fallen by the wayside. Why? Because after Yavanish, my boyfriend, I'm the Ochumish. Yeah, it's the Ochumish. it's a Moody Gazach. I noticed this last year. It was a Moody Gazach in the parasha. We don't have that much time. A Moody Gazach in the parasha. I don't know whether anybody's noticed it, if you have. But it's very interesting. The parasha starts out like this. Vayar Hashem ki snu aleha. Okay? We're talking Shem Hashem. Yud kei vav kei. Vata aleha vatei lirbein matik vashmo ruven ki omro ro Hashem v'oni. Shem Hashem. Yud kei vav kei. Vata ei oi vatei lirbein matem ki shom Hashem ki snu aloichi. Third time. Shem Hashem. Lady Yehuda. Vata oi vatei lirbein matei ma hapam oi vet Hashem. Four times. Yud kei vav kei. All the way through. Yud kei vav kei. Shem Rachem. She comes along Rochel and she says, "Atoyim Rochel," and she says, "Atoyim Al Yaakov, Havali Bonim, Am I Meisah Anoichi? Ayichav Yaakov Rochel, but Atoyim Atachas Elukim Anoichi? Elukim. Atoyim Inei Amot Bibila, but Eleo have a child. Bibila had a child. Atavein, Atoyim Rochel, Donani Elukim. Shem Elukim. Naftulei." Elohim, himself. But then afterwards comes the Maita with the Dudoyim. Also, there's no Shemus all the way. I can't read all the Psukim. We haven't got time. But the Dudoy Bini. Also there it says. Also Elohim. Yishma Elohim Aleh. Vatava Tele Ben Chamishi Liyakov. All the way through. And then Vatoy Aleh is Vodani Elohim the Vatoy. I believe that there is a gap just as an interesting piece of information. The Benu Bechai says that Avraham, Hey is the Oita Yeluda. Benu Bechai, Hey is the Oita Yeluda. Avraham ain't a Yod Moilid. Avraham Moilid. Rochel has got no Hey in her name. Leah has got a Hey in her name. Rochel has no Hey in her name. Hila has got two. Benu Bechai. So she says, but you bought any men, I'll get, you bought from Bilha. You get married to Bilal, she's got two heads, I get my head. Rochel and Leah have two different malachim. Leah is a malach of Rachel. Listen, all the way through, first four children, Hashem, four times. He's going to keep Hashem on you, Shem Hashem on you, Shem Oides Hashem. The moment we transfer over to Leah, Rochel comes along and she says, and Yaakov says, "Asachar says, 'Lekim on oichi.'" We're talking about Hashem, not talking about Lekim. But he's clearly Lekim. The answer is Yaakov. When he came to Rochel, she came to sit Rochel and she came to Yaakov Avinu and she said to Yaakov Avinu, "Hovli boni, my meisah on oichi." Yaakov says, "The mahalach with you is zichem midasati. The mahalach with you, Rochel, my whole mahalach." My whole mahalach at the beginning was, I said, I want Vahoy Hashem Li Lelukim. I want to remember the Shvokim in the middle of the middle of this. Because Shvok was so different. And that was the reason why the Yishma Esleo. Why? Because his mahalach was mahalach of sin. Because Shvok was so different, because Shvok gave Leah four children, the middle of Sarachimim. The middle of Sarachimim, which is Vahoy Hashem Li Lelukim, the emet is that we see the Shvokim and that gives a built partner with the middle of the middle of Sarachimim. Comes Rochel and says to Yaakov Avinu, "I want to have children." Yaakov Avinu says, "With you, the Mahalach is Zichem Midasadim. With you, the Mahalach is Zichem Mahalach Midasadim. Elokim. Asach is Elokim Anoichi." And in fact, the Balaturin says, at the end of Parshas Vayechi, when the brothers came to Yosef and they said to him, after Yaakov Avinu was nipped and he's got scared, what's going to be over here? And they come along and they said, "Your father, Bichat Sizol, his name. Oh, you saw your father. What did he say?" Asachas Elohim Anoichi. I mind Sachas says about a Turim, the same Sachas Elohim, which Yaakov Avinu said to Rochel. In fact, the Medrash says here, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he said this, Asachas Elohim Anoichi, so he said, Hakaka Oini Metam, Ukos, do we answer people who are in distress in such a way? Kayecho, your children will stand in front of her children. Your children will go to our children. Your children, my children. Meine deine unsere, my children, your children. Whose children are we talking about? We're talking about all both Yaakov's children. And kids. This mahalach. Yaakov Avinu had two sets of children to Yaakov. Part of the Sarachamim and Tava Midasadin. The first four they were Midasadin. Afterwards, the one from Leah onwards, from Rachel onwards, and then the one which Leah was Zoycha afterwards through, was Zoyim, which was also a Midasadin. She was Zoycha through the night of the Zoyim, was also Midasadin. So when he answered the Sachas Elekimonoichi, which was, even though he's saying to her, there's no Lechoro, no Mokim for you to have, no place for you to have three children, Midasadin, in Midasadin, even said there was a fine on her. There was a fine of the Akach Oyim Samukas. Later on, your children, the ones who've gone to Midas HaRachma, will stand in front of Yosef HaTzadik, who was the Midas HaDin, and he'll say to Asachas HaLikim HaNoichi, the same immortal words which Yaakov said then, she will repeat. He will repeat. There's a very interesting thing, and we just to finish off, the shvatim, all the shvatim, the names are given by the mother. It's a question which I've had many years. I once asked this question to the Sholei Adventure of the name Gabriel. I didn't get a very. I think the way we're saying, the way we're understanding it here, is something which is this question which has bothered me for many, many years. What are mothers giving all the way through, except for Levi with that Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Binyamin, which Ravan says really was the name which the mother gave, which Leracha gave, but he changed it from Binyamin to Binyamin, which Yamin is it. And the other point we're saying is the mothers had a very large part to play. Klal Yisrael was made by Yaakov Avinu, but it was a different mahalach. So the mahalach of Rachel and the mahalach of Leah. What we can learn from this, is that the mahalach of building Klal Yisrael. We are, all of us, are all involved in building Klal Yisrael. Every single person is involved in building Klal Yisrael, some way, some in a big way, some in a small way. Every person's life, daily life, is part of the hemshech, part of the continuation, continuity, something like that. The mahalach achayim, our mahalach achayim is continuing the shasheret, continuing this chain, which was started by Avraham Avinu, with the one on the Merkava with Yaakov Avinu. What we can understand from this is that the mahalach achayim, we have a mahalach achayim, it looks like this from outside, going about our mundane daily tasks. The answer is, the way we should do it is, the Yaakov Avinu did it. Bringing out the Amimoyt, Rachamim, Din, Shiluch, and everything is all Kol Mahalach as Hashem Shamayim. And each person has to be, even though it's Rosh Mutzav Alto, we should know, Raglov Mutzav Alto, of a Rosh Mutzav Alto.